You're listening to SBS News.
Zero gravity. Kate Miller-Heidke's dramatic operatic spectacle stole the hearts of Australia when she performed her hit Zero Gravity in front of a live audience. She won the inaugural Australian final, Eurovision Australia Decides, held on the Gold Coast. Her performance won the popular vote and the votes of the jury, comprised of a panel of industry experts. She'll represent Australia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest held in Tel Aviv, the fifth Australian to represent Australia in the competition.
I think I'm most looking forward to what it's like backstage, the energy backstage. I've heard that it's just, you know, everything, obviously, production, lighting, sets, it's on another level, but I mean, just the idea of there being this mini United Nations backstage and every artist is so diverse and different. I just think it's going to be incredible. Hey you.
Miller-Heidke's song Zero Gravity explores her experience with postnatal depression. In her performance on the Gold Coast, the singer was dressed in a metres-high dress and headpiece, accompanied by a dancer on a pole sweeping back and forth behind her. Although it was impressive, she says the staging in Tel Aviv will be even better.
It is an emotional song for me, and it's a personal song, and it feels like the song is rooted in deep emotion for me. So that's really important. In fact, I think that's the most important thing, that the staging can capture that without too many distractions visually. You know, obviously the production has to enhance and lift the roof off, but at the same time, it all comes down to the emotion of the song. Without that, you know, it's just a bunch of distractions.
Miller-Heidke is beginning to prepare her vocals by undergoing intensive vocal coaching, which includes singing through straws and even crawling on the floor.
In terms of the crawling, people have been asking me about the crawling, and that's all about disengaging the critical brain, you know, the left brain. When you're singing classically, I mean, I'm doing a pop song, but the middle section is highly operatic, and opera singing is very much an athletic pursuit. It's about these tiny muscles here. And if you overthink it, you're going to screw yourself up. Especially when it gets to that crazy high note, I've just got to basically leap off the cliff and go for it. And as soon as I start to doubt myself, that's when I'm in trouble. So doing something unrelated with your body, like crawling as fast as you can, forces that analytical brain to switch off.
The lineup for this year's Eurovision Song Contest is complete, with 41 countries competing. Miller-Heidke has several tough acts to follow after impressive performances from previous Australian contestants Guy Sebastian, Dami Im, Isaiah Firebrace and Jessica Mauboy. The singer says she's been chatting to a few of the past contestants.
Speaking with Dami in a couple of days too, just sort of picking their brains about what the experience is really like. But from what I can glean so far, you know, it's very much a marathon. I mean, it's competitive music, which is like a whole new world for me. I mean, I've never done any of those sort of talent shows or anything like this before.
The first semi-final takes place in Tel Aviv in the middle of May. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.